Today, we're so thankful for you and your family that are here. And I hope today that you have come anticipating what God's going to do. How many can believe that this is the last Sunday of the year? Seems like it was just a year ago we were saying the same thing. How many believe that? Some of you will catch that tomorrow when you get up in the morning. But anyway, I've used a lot of material already today. I don't have a lot left, okay? Today's the last Sunday of the year, and we know that in the last Sunday of the year that many times reflections came and they come in our minds and our hearts about this year and where we're going and what's going to happen this next year. And as we do that, I want to say to you that many times as we look back, we can feel very discouraged, can we? If we look back over this year, we can be very discouraged about things that didn't go the way we wanted them to go. And I would say today that every one of us here probably had some disappointments this year somewhere along the way. That over this last year that you had some disappointments, maybe some setbacks in your life, and some things you wanted to accomplish that didn't get accomplished, and things you want to see happen didn't happen. And so today, as we enter into just this last day, and then we have one more day left in the year, I want to talk to you about this thought today. Making a fresh start to the new year. Making a fresh start to the new year. And knowing today that as we make a fresh start to the new year, that I love the fact that God is a God of new beginnings. If you don't know that today, you need to study your Bible and find out that God is a God of new beginnings. He loves new beginnings. He loves doing something fresh in you daily. That he does not expect us to live off of yesterday's blessing. He doesn't expect us to live off of what happened yesterday, what happened last year. How many know that my failures do not define me? Let me say it again. My failures do not define me. That my future defines me. But I guarantee you this, that God cares a lot more about your future than he does your past. He cares about where you are going. Does God care about your past? Yes, he does. Does God want to heal you of your past? Yes, he does. Does God want you to learn from your past? Yes, he does. But he's also got a future for you. He's also got a new level that he wants you and I to walk in this year, a spirituality, a new level, a higher dimension in him through the power of the Holy Spirit in our life if we will yield to that. And so today I want to talk to you about learning to start off the year fresh. And how do we do that? How do we get past disappointments in our life? It was Philippians 3:13 which says that I forget the things which happened in my past and I do the things that are set before me, that I lay hold and I press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. If you're ever going to get anything accomplished this next year, you've got to learn to let go of your past, begin to do what God has set before you, and to press toward the mark. How many know we got to press toward the mark? Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to press. It's time to press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And he has a calling for you and I. He has a calling that he's reaching us to. There's a higher level in him that he's calling every one of us to walk in. But that comes at a price that we learn that if we're going to get to another level, there are certain things that we must accomplish. There's certain things we must do in him. So how do we do that? Because many of us here today, you're afraid to even plan for this next year because you don't want to be disappointed. Well, Pastor, I said I was going to lose 30 pounds this year, and I think I gained 10. Not that that's me, but I'm just talking about other people here today. Well, Pastor, I said I was going to stop smoking this year, but I seem like I'm smoking more than I ever had before. Well, Pastor, I said I was going to stop doing this, and I continue to do it. I keep making all these goals for my health and for my spiritual health and for my family, for my personal goals, and it seems like I can hardly ever get anything accomplished. And so I guess what we should do is just all give up, right, and go home. No. What we should do is get up and say, you know what? I've got to let go of the things of the past. I've got to do what God is calling me to do today. And today is a new day. And tomorrow is one more last new day of the year. And then I start a new year. And it's a new year. It's a fresh thing that God's wanting to do in my life. And that I believe that the turning of the calendar can be a turning of a new thing that God wants to do in your life and in my life. So how do we do this? How do we get past these past failures? How do we get past these things? Let me give you some help today. We're going to look at this thing. Making a fresh start, and we're going to look at the word start on how do we make a start to the new year. S stands for stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. Proverbs 28:13 says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. How many know I need another chance? How many here today say, Pastor, I could use another chance? He says right here that the man who admits his mistakes can never, who doesn't admit, can't be successful. But those who confesses, not only confess them, but forsakes them, he gets another chance. And so we got to stop making excuses. First of all, if you want to have a great year, if you want to get a fresh start, the first thing stops with taking ownership for where you are today. That my marriage is where it is today because I have something to do with it. That my finances are where they are today because I have something to do with it. That I am the way I am because I have something to do with it. And we quit passing the blame. We live in a society that loves to pass the blame. We are teaching children that it's not their fault the way they are. We teach people that this is not your fault, that this was, must have been something that you had some lead in the paint, that you ate the pencil when you was a kid in class, and now you act, it's everybody else's fault. It's everybody else's fault, but nothing's our fault. That's the way we society teaches us, that we are the way we are, but it's not your fault. We got to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for where we're at and admit that I am wrong, that admit that I need some help, that I have failed this year, and I need to do a better job this year. So it stops right here, and it starts right here. Stop making excuses. So how do we do that? How do we stop making excuses? Let me give you real quickly three things that help you stop making excuses, three causes of failure that keep us from going forward. First of all, how do we fail? We fail because we don't plan ahead. We don't plan ahead. Look what it says here in Proverbs 27:12. A sensible man watches for the problems and prepares to meet them. But the fool never looks ahead and suffers the consequences. He's saying this, that the wise person plans ahead. He makes a plan. But it's the fool who never looks ahead and counts the cost. And throughout Scripture, we see, we're all through Scripture, where people were planning ahead. The people who succeeded in what God had them to do, they were planning ahead. He even talked about it. Jesus talked about it very clearly in many of his teachings. He said, what is a man who goes out to build a tower and doesn't count the cost and he runs out of money? What an unfoolish person. Or the king who goes out to war to do battle and doesn't count his soldiers, realizing he doesn't have enough men to do war. I mean, he's constantly talking about planning, that we should have a plan. Count, take an inventory of what's going on in our life. Stop making excuses. We need to learn to plan ahead, prepare for what God has for us. Second thing we need to do is we don't listen to others, don't we? We fail because we don't listen to others. Plans fail without good advice, Proverbs 15:22. Plans fail without good advice. Some of us here today, we have so much pride in our life, we don't want to listen to nobody. Pastor, I'll listen to you on Sunday, but, you know, I only believe about half of what you say anyway. And if anybody else wants to help give me advice, well, you know what? They haven't walked in my shoes, so they just don't need to tell them. We get this pride that builds up in us. We have this ego. How many know we have an ego? Anybody here have an ego problem before? Yeah. It's because you didn't raise your hand. That means you have an ego. Okay, there you go. Ego. I like, you know what the word ego means? I think it's an acronym for edging God out. Edging God out. When we have an ego, we edge God out of the picture. And we allow our ego to rise up, and we can't take advice from no one. And we have people who try to speak to us, give us advice, people who try to speak into our life. Now listen, I know everybody that speaks to you doesn't have wisdom. I know there's some crazy people out there who will give you some bad advice. But when you are seeking after God's way, your heart will tell you, hey, listen to this. Or your heart will tell you, that's probably bad information. Just ignore that and go on. But when I go by my ego, when I go by my pride, I resist counsel. I resist advice from other people, and it causes me to have failure in my life. The third thing we do is we give up too soon, way too soon. There's so many people who give up way too soon. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you give up when trouble comes, it shows that you are weak. Ooh, isn't that a hard verse to hear? When you give up when trouble comes, it shows that you are weak. And so if you're going to get a fresh start, if you're going to get past, stop making excuses and go beyond your failure, you got to realize that I got to stop making excuses. And I don't give up just because I mess up. I don't give up just because something didn't go my way. I don't give up because I didn't win the lottery this year. I don't give up because I didn't get the promotion I wanted. I don't give up because things didn't happen the way I planned for them to happen. I don't give up. Failures can either stop you from going forward, or they can help you press forward. I was thinking about this and looked up some things. I thought maybe you'd find it interesting. There was a general who lost 2/3 of all the battles He ever fought in the American Revolution? Of course, he won the war, and his name was George Washington. There was another guy who graduated 42nd out of 43 people in his class. He graduated 42nd out of 43 people. Of course, he went out to conquer Europe, and his name was Napoleon. Oh, there's a guy who lost almost every election he ran for. Out of the dozen elections he ran for, he lost almost every one of them. Of course, he went on to be the president of the United States, and his name was Abraham Lincoln. There's a guy by the name of Edison who tried his best to invent the light bulb. 200 times he invented the way how not to do it, is what he said. I didn't make a mistake. I just invented the way on how not to do it. And after 200 tries, he conquered and discovered how to make the light bulb light up. You know, Babe Ruth had twice as many strikeouts as he ever had home runs. Do you stop or do you go forward? Do you allow your failures to stop you? There was a novelist who's very famous in England. His name was John Creasy. He got 753 rejections to his first book. But after being accepted, he wanted to publish 564 more. There was a guy who ventured out. He tried out. He started business after business. He had eight failed businesses. Everything he did, he just could not get off the ground. But he didn't give up. And his name was R.P. Macy. And many of you bought Christmas gifts from his store this year, Macy's nationwide chain. See, our failures can either define us or they can develop us. Let me say it again. Our failures can either define us or they can develop us. I've got to learn to press past my failure. Stop making mistakes. Stop making excuses. And learn that I learn from my mistakes. I learn from the things I go through in my life. Which leads us to the letter T. How do we move on? How do we get a fresh start? Simply do this. Take stock of where I am today. Take stock of where I am today. If you want to go forward, if you want to have a fresh start this year, you take stock of where you are today. Galatians 3:4 says it like this. You have experienced many things. Were all those experiences wasted? I hope not. Taking stock means I evaluate my experiences this year. I evaluate the failures that I had. I evaluate where I am. I evaluate. Take a stock where I'm at today. My experiences will shape me, bad and good. My experience will shape me, bad and good. The bad things can develop you just as well as the good things. But do I give up when I have a failure in my life? Do I give up when things didn't go my way? Do I give up when my marriage gets tough? Do I give up when my family is having a hard time? Do I give up because I made a mistake? Do I give up? No, we don't give up. I evaluate and take time to take stock. Where am I? All right, God, this year, if I get a fresh start in you, I'm taking stock. Where am I today? All right, what have I learned this year? What are the things I do not want to repeat in 2008 that I did in 2007? I mean, that should be one of the very first things we do. God, what are the things I did in 2007 do I do not want to repeat in 2008? Take stock of where you are today. Evaluate where you are. Learn from those mistakes and say, all right, I learned some ways I do not want to do it. And I tell people all the time that I learned the good and the bad. I learned a lot of good things in my family growing up, a lot of godly principles, a lot of good things, but I also learned some bad things that I do not want to do in my family. And we all do that. We all take things that as we grow up that I can either take the bad and learn that I want to do to not do that, or I can take the good and say also, I want to do that. So we repeat the good and I take the bad. Does the bad define me? No. The bad develops me. Pastor, you just don't know what happened to me. I can tell you, I can guarantee you here today, there's some people here today, there's some things that happened to you that is beyond excuse. There's nothing that will ever justify what happened to you when you was growing up, what's happened to you. There's some things that happened to you that were just grossly inhumane, grotesque, and it sickens the heart of God. But I'll tell you this, though, those things do not have to define you. That in God, you're a new creation, that you're a new creature. And you can take those things and say, these things will not keep me back any longer. At this year, I'm taking stock. I'm evaluating. I am not going to walk and become the person that defined me to be. I'm not going to walk around holding this grudge. I'm not going to walk around holding this bitterness in. I'm going to take stock of where I am today. I'm going to move forward, taking stock where I am. Who can help me? Who can help me get beyond where I'm at today? You need to write that down. Who can help me? You need to make a list. And when you take stock, make a list. Who are the people who, when I'm around them, I do better? And when I'm around certain people, I do worse. I mean, it's pretty simple. You know who they are. There's certain people you hang around, and when you hang around them, you seem to do things you know you shouldn't do. There's other people, on the other hand, that when you hang around them, they encourage you to be a better husband. They encourage you to be a better wife. They encourage you to be a better Christian. They encourage you to be a better employer. They encourage you to be a better person. You know who they are. You make a list of those people. Evaluate who motivates me, who mentors me, who encourages me. Take stock of your life, getting a fresh start. Let's move on to letter A. A stands for act in faith. Act in faith. Matthew 9:29 says this, according to your faith will it be done to you. If you want to change anything about you, it takes faith. Let me say it again. If you want to change anything about you, it's going to take some faith to change. According to your faith will it be done to you. We've got to learn that it takes faith to move forward. What are you expecting this year to be? Let me ask you that question. What are you expecting this year to be? Some of you have already said, boy, this year is going to be a hard year. Let me tell you, congratulations, it's going to be a hard year. Some of you are thinking, oh, this year is going to be so depressing. Let me tell you, congratulations, it's going to be a depressing year. Some of you have already destined your year to come because of the words you're speaking. We got to learn to get a fresh start and say, you know what, I got to change my faith. By faith, it's going to be a great year. By faith, I'm going to have the best year I've ever had. By faith, my heart's going to heal. By faith, my attitude's going to change. By faith, my marriage is going to be better. By faith, my finances are going to do better. By faith, my family's going to grow closer. By faith, I'm going to get closer to God. Begin to speak the positive things into your life by faith. What are you expecting? If you're expecting to fail, you will fail. If you're expecting to succeed, you will succeed. I believe it's by our faith that brings change. It's by our faith that moves the heart of God to act in our life. According to your faith, will it be done? You're having faith for a bad year, then you're going to get it. But you're having faith that this is going to be a good year. You know what? This is going to be a fresh year. I'm going to operate in a new level in my life. I am Barry in 2007. I'm going to learn from my mistakes. I'm going to learn from the things that didn't go my way. And you know what? This year is going to be a great year. It's a new year in Christ. It's a new year in me. I'm going to become the man that God's called me to be. I'm going to become the woman that God's called me to be. I'm going to love the way God's called me to love. I'm going to trust the way God's called me to trust. Speak it in faith. Act in faith. Getting a fresh start is acting in faith. Stop having pity parties. It takes no faith at all to have a pity party. Matter of fact, what does it do? It distracts me from accomplishing the goals that God has in my life. We've got to stop feeling sorry for ourselves and say, God, by faith, I'm moving beyond where I'm at today. Not that you don't have a reason to feel sorry for yourself. Not some things that happened to you were just not fair and they were wrong. But you, when you stay there, you allow that circumstances, you allow the circumstances to define you. You allow that person who hurt you to define you. And so by faith, when I step out of that and say, I am no longer going to live in the past failure. I'm not going to live in the past abuse. I'm not going to live in the past hurt. I am stepping out of this. And by faith, God, I am moving on. By faith, this thing will no longer hold me back. But by faith, I am defining I'm going to be a new person. All things are made new. I'm a new creation in him. All right. I know that's a good creature. Thank you very much. All right. Anybody? I'm going to come over here and preach this side right here. Amen? All right. Look at what it says here. We should make plans, counting on God to direct us. Proverbs 16:9. He says we should make plans. And when we make plans, it's that, God, you're going to direct my plans. It's not that I have a 10-step formula and this is the way. But, God, I have a plan. I have some goals. But, God, you're in control of these plans. Just like we talked about last week. God, I've got this cart, and I got some things I want to accomplish this year. But, God, ultimately, you're pushing my cart. God, you're doing the shopping for me. I am being directed by you and your Holy Spirit. I'm allowing you to push me down my path of life. God, I've got some plans. But, God, without you, I can do nothing. It's putting my trust in him. Look what it says here in Proverbs 29:25. Being afraid of people can get you into trouble. What's that mean? As some of you here today, you want to act in faith, but you know what keeps you back? You're so afraid what other people are going to think. We're so afraid what other people are going to think. Sometimes you just got to step out in faith and say, you know what? God is calling me to change. God is calling me to do something different. I remember when we had the chance to start Destiny Church, I had people come to me and say, don't start a church. You don't want to do that. There's some big churches you can take over. You got some experience. You've got years. You've just come off, you know, all these years of experience of a large church. You can take a large church already. Don't go through the headache of this. And if I'd listened to them, Destiny Church would never have been birthed. I mean, people had good intentions, but it's yak in your ear, you know. And they think they can tell you the future. But sometimes, you know what? I can't be afraid of what people think. I can't be afraid when God tells you to do something. You say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I can't be afraid what people are going to think of me. Listen, people have been talking about me all my life. And whether I'm serving God or not serving God, they're still going to talk about me. I learned it a long time ago. So I've got to learn to not worry about what people think of me and say, God, I worry about what you think of me. That's good right there. You can take that to the bank, okay? God, what do you think about me? I got to quit trying to be a man pleaser and say, God, I got to be a God pleaser. I know that'll preach right there. Amen. All right. Real success is built on failures. Do you realize that? I think that one of the greatest examples of this is called Microsoft. Anybody heard of Microsoft, a little company that started up a few years ago? Yeah, okay. Microsoft, Bill Gates and Microsoft. I mean, look at their stuff. Let me give you some advice, okay? Maybe you're not too computer illiterate, or maybe you got a lot of experience, but let me give you some advice you can take to the bank. Anytime Microsoft comes out with a new program, do not buy it. Never buy the 1.0, okay? Wait and buy the 3.0 or the 4.0 or the 6.0, okay? Because one thing about Microsoft is they throw it out there, but it's always lots of mistakes when they first start off. But quickly, as they learn from the mistakes, they come out with a second version, a third version, a fourth version, a fifth version, and a 6.8 and a 7.9. And they got all these different versions they come out with. Why? Because they learn from the mistakes. And as they learn from the mistakes, they add and make their program better. And pretty soon, they have a great program. They take something that somebody else has done good, and they add it to their program. They take the fixes out, the bugs out of their system, and pretty soon, they got the best program on the market because they haven't stopped. If they had stopped with 1.0, they'd never gotten anywhere, would they? But now they own the market and rule the market because they're not afraid to fail, and they continue to learn from the mistakes. The same happens in our life. We cannot be afraid to fail. Act in faith. God will honor you. Act in faith towards your future. Let me say it again. Act in faith towards your future. R stands for refocus. We've got to learn to refocus. Look what Proverbs 4:23 says. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. That's a good one. Let me say it again. That needs repeating. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. The way you think determines the way you feel. You want to have a fresh start this year? Begin to change your thinking. Begin to change the way you think. The Bible is very clear about it. He says that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. That transformation, having a fresh start, kicking off the year right, starts right here in the way I think. If I think I'm going to have a bad year, I'm going to have a bad year. If I think I won't change, I'm not going to change. If I think it's never going to get better, it's not going to get better. But it starts with saying, you know what? I'm going to quit thinking on the negative thoughts, and I'm going to begin to think upon the things of the Lord. Look what it says in Psalms 1:1-3. Happy are those who are always meditating on God's word. They are like trees along the river that do not dry up. They succeed in everything they do. Those who meditate upon the words of the Lord. What's that mean, Pastor? That means that I quit thinking about the negative things that I can't do and say, God, through you, all things are possible. God, my husband's never going to change. Then they quit saying that and say, God, through you, my marriage is going to be stronger than it's ever been. God, my family's never going to get better. Well, through God's help, all things are possible. God, I'm never going to get a promotion. But God, through you, all things are possible. God, you can help me get the promotion I need. God, you can help me get the job that I need. God, you can help me get the hours that I need. God, you can help me. We speak the word of God over my life. I meditate on the things of who God is in my life. I'm changed, and I change through transformation takes place, and it starts in my thinking. Transformation, having a great year, starts in thinking the things that God has for me. Listen, I can't force feelings. You know that? You just can't force feelings. But you can change the way you think. You can change the way you think. And as I begin to think, God, I want to learn to love different. God, I want to learn to talk different. God, I want to learn to show your love differently this year. God, I want to learn to be a man or a woman of patience. God, I want to learn to be someone who's slow to anger, quick to forgive. As I do these things, it starts right here in the thinking, in my mind. Replace negative thoughts and meditate on God's thoughts. Which brings us to the last thing here. T stands for trust. If you want to start off a new year, you got to learn to trust the Lord. You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. We will not succeed on anything we can do on our own. You want to start off a new year? You want to have a great year? And say, I'm going to do it. Man, I've got this 10-point plan for this year. I've got 10 goals for this year. And man, it's going to be good. But apart from God, it cannot be accomplished. You've got to put your faith in God. You've got to put your trust in the Lord. God, you are helping me. God, I'll succeed the things that you asked me to do when I put my trust fully in the Lord. I put my success by trusting in God. That's when it comes from. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same way anymore, but a new life has begun. 2 Corinthians 5:17. See, where did I get this power from? Where did I get the power to change who I am? Some of you here today think, a pastor, it sounds great, man, but you just don't know all the stuff I've gone through in all my life. You don't know all the hurt I've had in my life. You don't know all the problems and things I've felt in my life. And I say to you today that you're in the right spot. Because you have a chance today. If you have not made this decision, you have a chance today. You have a chance today to see a new thing happen in your life. You have a chance today to see what God can do in your life. He says when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. There's a transformation that happens when you accept Jesus Christ and you begin to follow after him. It's a transformation of the heart. It's a transformation of the person you want to be. It's a transformation of the goals you set in your life. Your thinking begins to change. Your heart begins to change. I can tell you before Christ, I was a very angry person. Before Christ, I was a person who you didn't want to make mad. I'd fight you at the drop of a hat. Boy, you just didn't want to make me mad. I had a hard time controlling my temper, John. Something I'm not very proud of, but man, I was quick. You know, as God has helped me, I've changed that person. I've changed that person. I'm not quick. If it had been time, I would have ate that manager up this week. I'd have spit that person out, and the person who was taking that car would never get the thing loaded up in their truck. I'm telling you. But I've changed. God has changed me who I am. Nothing I could do on my own, but it's the Holy Spirit operating in my life. My wife says all the time, oh, my husband's so quick. He's such an easygoing person. And I laugh. I think, man, I thought I'd never hear the day that someone called me easygoing. But it's only because the Holy Spirit is alive in my life. And he's transformed who I am. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to transform you who you are. I had someone ask me one time, they asked me this question as musicians are coming back here this morning. Somebody asked me, and said, Pastor, I've had so many minuses in my life. I've had so many negative things in my life. I've had so many minuses in my life. How do I take all these minuses and make a plus out of it? How does God do that? How does God take all my failures? How does God take all the negative things in my life? And I remember the Holy Spirit dropped this in my heart and said this here. He said, he takes the negatives and he puts them together and he makes a cross. And it becomes a plus in our life. See, God can take your negative things in your life and he makes a cross out of it. And he gives us life that you and I can have a new beginning in him. That you and I can have forgiveness of our sins. We can have a new future. 2008 is going to be a great year. Let me say it again. 2008 is going to be a great year. Somebody else needs to hear that. 2008 is going to be a great year. I believe that, yes. Some of you are going to be stretched in ways you haven't been stretched. Some of you are going to grow in places that you think, you know what? God's going to grow me. I'm not talking about just your weight. I'm talking about spiritually, okay? I'm talking about that God is working alive in your life. He's going to ask you to have patience like you never had before. Some of you, he's going to ask you to do things. You're stepping out of your comfort zone, asking you to do things and to get you out of there. But where's the start? I want a fresh start. It's a fresh day. It starts right here when we take these acronyms to start. Stop making excuses. Put our trust in the Lord. Take stock of where we are act in faith. Put our trust in who God is. Let him do something fresh and new in our life. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads for a second. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, as you are speaking, I just realize in my heart that I don't need just a fresh start. I need a fresh start spiritually in my life. I've never asked Jesus Christ into my life today. Nobody's looking but me. I would not embarrass you. But I want to give you a chance to make a fresh start in your life today. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I need Jesus to take my negatives and make it a plus by me accepting forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ who died for me on the cross. I want to make Jesus my Lord and Savior in my life. I would not embarrass you, but I do want you to raise your hand today and say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus. Thank you. Anybody else today? That's me. I want to accept Jesus. We had 4 people last week who raised their hands to accept Jesus Christ. Maybe you want to join them today. You already had one. Anybody else today says, I want to join. Man, I want God to make a plus in my life. Anybody else here today? Can you raise it high? I bet you. Say, I want to accept Jesus. Let's say this prayer because we do have someone who raised their hand today. So let's all repeat this prayer. Father, forgive me my sins. Be Lord of my life. I accept your forgiveness. I give you everything I am. Everything I want to be. I give to you. In Jesus' name. I will follow after you. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today and you meant it from your heart today, let's say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. This is going to be a new beginning for you. And salvation takes place when we confess our sins, but it's also, being a Christian is not just a one-time thing, but it becomes when we begin to stop being the person we was and begin to do a 180, begin to go the other way, saying, God, I want to seek after who you are. Not that I don't make any mistakes, but it means I want to begin to pursue a life that's pleasing to God according to your scriptures. Get plugged into a home church. This is a great church. We'll love you. You get plugged in here. Let us love on you. Let us disciple you. We have a special gift for you today before you leave in the very back. There'll be someone back there waiting to hand you a special packet. It's got some great information that you need to have today. What next? So today as we close, how many today can say, Pastor, just raise your hand. With you looking at me, say, Pastor, I want 2008 to be a great year for me, my family. I'm going to invite you to stand today. If you raise your hand, I'm going to invite you to stand. Can we just come to the front here this morning? Joe's going to lead us in a song here in just a second. And what a great year to, what a great way to end the service, the last service we're going to have together, 2007, and bring in 2008. I was just saying, we want the Holy Spirit to do something live in our life. We want the Holy Spirit to be fresh and new in us. Simple act of faith, saying, God, I'm believing this year is going to be a great year. This year is going to be a great year. So, if you want to squeeze in the front a little bit, guys, David, if you guys can come sit in the front a little bit, make some room, there you go. Great, guys. I'm believing this year is going to be a great year for you and your family. I believe the Destiny Church is going to grow numerically as it always does, and it's going to grow spiritually as well. The Holy Spirit is going to grow alive in your life, and we're going to see people growing and changing. I'm excited about where we're at as a church. We're going to be sharing some vision in January, recasting the vision where we're at, taking stock of where we're at as a church and talking about how we go forward and where we're going forward. Refocusing our priorities, where we're at. We're going to look at things that we're good at and things we're not good at. And we're going to still take a chance to kind of recast the vision where we're at and get on the same page as we move forward as a church body. But it starts right here. It starts right here as we say, God, 2008 is going to be a great year for me and my family. Maybe you have a hard time saying it this morning because you're really struggling. That's okay. That's all right. Listen, we all struggle at times. Like I said earlier, it's not about how many times we get knocked down. It's about how many times we decide to get up. I used to think that I'll tell you something that really helped me out. Was something that I used to think as I grew my walk with Christ, that I would do so well throughout the year and give my heart to Christ and give so well. And I would do so good, and then I would get knocked down. I'd either fail or something would happen. I'd get knocked down, and I'd always think I had to go back right here. John, I always thought I had to go back right here and start over again. And when I quit realizing that I wasn't demoted every time I made a mistake in my life, every time something happened to me that was bad, I wasn't demoted back to square one. It was about me when I got knocked down. It was not about me right here. It was about me continuing to get up and say, God, even more while I pursue you, even more while I go after you. It changed my life. So 2008 is saying, God, no matter what happens in my life, every time I get knocked down, I'm going to get up. I'm going to pursue you in a way I've never pursued you before. That's getting a fresh start. God, I'm going to go after you in a way I've never gone before. Allowing God something new in my life. Can we just raise our hands where we're at? Just a sign of surrender to him, Father. We raise our hands, Father, this year, saying this year is going to be a great year in you. We surrender our lives to you, our hearts to you. Father, I'm believing that 2008 is going to be a great year. God, a little over 2 years, God, you brought Destiny Church to where it is. So, Father, we thank you. But, God, I believe that you got so much more for us and for the families here and for our children and, Lord, for our neighbors and our friends and for our community. That, God, you are going to empower us. This year is going to be a great year. That, God, we're going to walk in the fullness of who you are. We're going to reach people that we've never reached before. We're going to experience new levels in our personal lives, spiritually, that we never experienced before. That our family is going to have the best year it's ever had. God, as we put our fresh start in you, our faith in you, God, taking stock, God, we admit that, God, we have failed at times in our life. We have failed this year at things. But, God, our failures, we refuse to allow our failures to stop us from going forward who you call us to be. But God, this year is going to be a year of growth. This year is going to be a year, God, we press through some things in our life. This year is going to be some time we start doing the right thing and stop doing some bad things that we know we shouldn't do. God, your Holy Spirit's directing us and empowering us, God. We're going to spend more time with our family. We're going to be a better father, a better mother, a better employer, a better neighbor, a better son, a better student, a better Christian as we pursue after the things of you. No longer will we allow failure to stop us. No longer will we allow hurt to keep us from fulfilling the destiny that you have placed in our heart. No longer will we allow man's failure, man's negative words to stop us from going where you have called us to go. But Father, through faith today, we're taking stock of where we're at, and we're putting our faith in you and saying, God, we are going forward in obedience to you this year. That this year is going to be a great year in you. And Father, our faith is in you. And we bless you again. Come on, Joe, lead us. Let's sing together.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. So give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks, who seeks your face. Oh God, Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks, who seeks your face. Oh God, Jacob.
The just slip the hand on the shoulder of the person next to you. You can't do that today. Just put your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you. Let's just close out this year with praying for each other. Can we do that? Father, right now, we just pray for that person to our right and to our left. And Father, that your spirit just be with them today. God, this year is going to be a great year for them. Just pray for them now. We've been praying for ourselves. And Father, we just declare this year is going to be a great year for that person whose shoulder we get our hand on. Father, we're believing that this year, God, you're going to encourage them. God, you're going to empower them. They're going to walk in health like they never walked before. They're going to walk in encouragement like they never had before. God, they're going to walk in faith like they never had before. God, they're going to walk in a new blessing in their home, in their marriage, God, in their family, or in their school, in their job. But God, there's going to be a new favor, a new blessing this year to them. God, they start off a fresh new year. God, I just pray for blessing upon them, Father, in Jesus' name. Encouraging them, God. Encouraging them, guys. We pray one for another today, God. We encourage them, Father, through touch and, Lord, through prayer. Father, believing you, giving you thanks. Together, we say amen. Amen. Come one more time. You got a hand clap of praise, thanking him. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you today. You guys have a safe New Year's Eve and New Year's holiday. Hug a neck before you leave. And we'll see you next Sunday morning. Amen.